exclusive presentation of the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. IMG is America's home for college sports.
With the English off the glass.
The BYU Cougars are back on the floor. It's time to get you ready for every high-flying dunk.
It's an alley-oop throwdown to Kyle Collinsworth and one to answer.
And every amazing shot.
Fisher transition three.
Yes! Chase Fisher and the Cougars take a lead by two, 80-78. Oh, what a wild one here in Dayton.
BYU basketball is on the air on KSL News Radio and the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of BYU basketball begins with Cougar Pregame Live. To lead things off, let's head live to your host, Cleon Wall.
All right, welcome in to BYU Basketball and Cougar Pregame Live right here on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. As you just heard, I'm Cleon Wall, your host for Pregame Live this whole entire season. Game one of over 30 games this season tonight. Yes, I know it's an exhibition game, but it is still game one of over 30 games this season. You will hear right here on the IMG Sports Network around 40 if BYU makes it to the Final Four. Is this the season the Cougars finally make it to the Final Four? I know most of you are still probably thinking about football season right now, still thinking about how the Cougars are playing and how they've improved after that 31-0 loss to the Michigan Wolverines. I get it. I'm still thinking about the football team, but the basketball games now, yeah, I'm kind of antsy for basketball to get started. NBA season has started. I'm ready for college basketball season to start, too. And this team can be a lot of fun to watch. The guy who is the head coach of this team, his name's Dave Rose. He's a pretty progressive coach in his tenure here. That's how he's able to get guys to come and play for his program. Guys that are great players, not only from the state of Utah, but from all over the United States. This team is a lot of fun because they get up and down the floor. Basketball compared to football, you know, the great thing is that BYU football, they've lost two games this year. That's not a great thing. I totally get that. But the great thing about basketball is you can lose a couple of games during the season. You can still make it to a Final Four. Is this team Final Four worthy? Interesting thought, but the Cougars aren't even picked to win the West Coast Conference. That, of course, goes to Gonzaga. So what type of team does BYU really have right now? Are they better than last season? And how much are they going to miss Tyler Haws? Let's start out with the Haws question first. He led the team in scoring 26 times. He was BYU's all-time leading scorer. Let's just call him Mr. Automatic. How does Dave Rose and his staff replicate his consistent scoring this season? You know what? It's kind of like the Utah Jazz. If you're a Utah Jazz fan, or maybe if you just follow that team, it's kind of like what they're going through right now. Who is the star for that team? You look at the Jazz right now, they have plenty of good second bananas, but who's the man? When you look at BYU basketball right now, they have a lot of good players, but who is going to be the guy that leads them pretty much in scoring night in and all night out? The heir apparent seemed to be Kyle Collinsworth. He's more of a Mr. Everything. He does a little bit of everything. That's why he had 6 triple-doubles last season. I'm not saying he can't win games for you, but it's in a different way. It's not always scoring. It's a good way. Not always scoring. He also has tendonitis in his left knee.
He really wants to jump back in there and get going again, and we want him in there. But, you know, we want to make sure that we give... The tendonitis is an interesting issue, and we'll just consult all the doctors and our trainers and Kyle and his group and find out when's the best time to get him back.
That's Dave Rose after Cougar tip-off. Kyle actually sat out that glorified scrimmage. Chase Fisher, maybe he scores a lot more this season. Great shooter, but he's streaky. He's your 3, and we'll see if he can play D guy. He has a thigh bruise. Exhibition season right now is in doubt.
The thigh bruise with Chase will probably set him back a while. Really painful, and whenever he gets ready to where he can get back and play, you know, I'm sure he'll have a big pad on there. I mean, he took a really direct collision from Braden's knee on that drive.
BYU's only other senior for this season is Nate Austin. He's walking on this season, tough dude, but he's regressed in scoring since he's been at BYU. Is there anyone else who can really replicate Haas scoring? Well, you got Zach Seljaas and Nick Emery. I mean, a couple of freshmen, they scored 19 points apiece in the Cougar tip-off the other night. Seljaas says it's easy, really, to score in Coach Rose's system.
To play for Coach Rose, you just got to be able to shoot it. And, you know, that's what I came in like, and that's what Nick comes in like. You know, we just got to be able to go out there and do what he expects us to do.
Sorry about that extra audio noise right there. This type of offense will attract some of the best high school and LDS athletes to this program, and even some non-LDS athletes, too. But let's remember with these two guys, and we're talking about Zach Seljaas and Nick Emery. They're both freshmen. Coach Rose tempered enthusiasm a bit after Cougar tip-off.
Well, I think you see in freshmen, especially these two kids tonight. I mean, they have flashes of really good play. Some days, really awesome, and then the next couple of days are struggling a little bit. And so that'll be the key for us, is to find the consistent guys who that can actually help us. I think that we're going to have to find a whole group of them that are going to play consistent minutes for us.
And believe me, BYU has plenty of young guys on this squad. Jamal Ates, he was supposed to play last year. He was injured. He never did get to play. If he can stay healthy, he'll provide actually some low post points. At least that's what we're expecting, something the Cougars need badly. Also, he'll provide rebounds. He was basically a double-double machine at UNLV. Then you got Kyle Davis. Now, he's a junior. He transferred down from Utah State. He's really never been a big scorer. That's possibly because of Stu Morrill's system. Maybe he will score a bit more in Dave Rose's program, but will he really be the guy? I'm not sure. I mean, he's really only averaged 9 points a game at Utah State. You expect that scoring to bump up a bit in Dave Rose's system, but he's never really been that guy to lead in scoring. You got Jake Toulson. He's a shooter. What else can he do for you? When you watched Cougar tip off the other night, he tried driving to the basket a bit more. So maybe he'll have that going for him this season. Jordan Chapman, another freshman, injured last year. 3-and-D guy? That's kind of what I'm expecting. He's also getting his first college action. He also had a sprained ankle the other night. Jacob Hartsock, Braden Shaw, Corey Calvert, all just got off the missions, and all a freshman, Corbin Kafusi. He's not playing for his scoring. I think we all know that. No one's going to replace Haas, but if it's going to be anyone, it's probably going to be Kyle Collinsworth. Collinsworth, if he improves his shooting, that'll be the big key, because he's not afraid to go to the basket. If he develops a low post game, that would also be a bonus. He almost needs to turn himself into a Magic Johnson type of player. Best player on the team, but not always the leading scorer. Let me give you some stats from back in 1987 and 1988. In 1988, when the Lakers won the world title, he was the third leading scorer on the team, but averaged 12 assists a game. By the way, he was barely the third leading scorer on the team. He was really close to being the second leading scorer on the team. 1987, he was the leading scorer and leading assist guy. Hey, and you got Showtime. That's kind of like BYU basketball right now. That's who kind of Kyle has to turn himself into this season. Everyone's going to follow Kyle's lead. He's really the leader of this program, and you can see it. But he's got to actually play like a great player, too. Chase Fisher, you know what? If we're going to, look at some of the 1988 Lakers, Chase Fisher, maybe he's your Byron Scott-type player. He likes to shoot a lot of threes. Kyle Davis, Kurt Rambis, we just need Kyle to get some classes. Jamal H, James Worthy, maybe not. Jordan Chapman, Michael Cooper. Okay, no one's going to be like Kareem. Anyway, offense not a problem in the past, and they have plenty of guys on this roster who are top scorers in high school, wherever they transfer from. Defense, that's a little bit different altogether. No shutdown perimeter guys since Jackson Emery and Charles Buo. Kyle Davis, he's a good defender, but I think he's going to play more in the low post. Jordan Chapman's probably your best guy that could do that. Shot blocker and Corbin Kafusi, and Nate Austin knows how to take a charge. They did bring in Quincy Lewis to improve the defense. We'll have to see if that actually happens, and they may get a good test tonight. The NAIA team from Phoenix is ranked fourth in the nation, and they do like to score.
Yeah, we actually have seen they scrimmaged last week, and so we've been able to take a look at it. And it's a team that presses, play fast, full court game. They scored 109 points, I think, in the scrimmage they played the other night. So I expect it to be a pretty fast-paced game. We can really see, I think, in this game how the officials are going to call a really aggressive physical defensive team, so that'll be good for us.
Firestorm actually scored 107 points against Life Pacific College in that first scrimmage that Dave talked about. They lost to Dixie State last night 82-72. Well, are the Cougars going to be a better team this year? If the defense improves, then yes, they will be a better team than last season. All right, we're going to visit with former Cougar hoopster and color analyst Mark Durant coming up after this break. If you want to ask him a question, you can submit questions to me. You can either text me 57500, that's 57500, or you can tweet me at KSL Cleon, that's at KSL Cleon. All right, we need to take a break. This is Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
Stick around.
Touch pass, Sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Counting you down to tip-off with Cougar Pregame Live.
Balls with right to the rim, and a two-hand throwdown!
Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
All right, welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. And we welcome in for the first time this season former Cougar hoopster Mark Durant joining us live from the Marriott Center. Mark, are you ready for another round of Cougar Hoops?
Absolutely, my friend Cleon. It's good to be on with you. And, you know, I miss my man Jason, but, man, I like you a lot. It's going to be great. It's going to be a fun team. A lot of exciting things. Beautiful building here, Cleon. And I think this team is exciting. A lot of young guys coming in, a lot of new players, and they sure look good the other night. So this will be fun, and I look forward to going on the journey with my friend Cleon Wall.
You just mentioned it. Lots of changes inside the Marriott Center. Also lots of changes, maybe not a lot of changes, but a few changes here and there with this basketball team this season. I'm going to put you on the spot. First question of the season, or I guess you could say second after asking you if you're ready. Better or worse than last season? Is this team going into their first exhibition match better or worse than last season?
Well, I'm kind of a math whiz, so my equation would be this year's team is greater than or equal to last year's team. I think they will be better. That's tough to say, obviously, with your all-time leading scorer leaving in Tyler Haws, but I just feel like with this team and the big men coming in and the depth at the big man, I think that was really a problem spot for BYU last year. I mean, that's obvious it was. And I think when you add an interior post-scoring presence to the guard line that you have. You still have Chase Fisher and Kyle Collinsworth. Then you plug in a bunch of these great shooters, whether it's Toulson or Celius or Emery or Calvert. I think you're going to be able to find a way to fill in some of that scoring that you lost from Tyler. And at the same time, you're going to be much more balanced basketball team, more depth. And I think BYU's, I think it's really going to help. It's going to make a marked difference in what they're able to do, not just offensively, but defensively. So because of that, I think they'll at least be as good as last year's team, with the potential to be even better and maybe much better, just because of that balance and not having to rely on a couple guys and perimeter jump shooting every game, and not having a good solid defense to shut teams down even when you are shooting poorly. I just think it's going to be a much different look for BYU, an inside-out kind of attack, and is more in line with what Dave Rose likes to do rather than kind of being a perimeter-oriented team. Even though BYU shoots a lot from the perimeter and they like to run and gun, at the heart of what Dave Rose likes to do is get the ball into the post, post touches, work off of that, and that's when they've been most successful. That was, even when you had Jimmer, that was the model, get it into Davies and kind of let him be the center of that wheel and run things off of Brandon. I think they'll be able to do that with Jamal and Kyle Davis and Nate Austin back and Corbin Kaufusi better this year. So, I mean, I'm going on and on about it, but I just think it's so critical, Cleon, to have an inside presence, especially when you're talking about competing with a team like Gonzaga, who's got so many good big men. You just have to have that to compete, and I think BYU's got that this year, and will make all the difference.
You've mentioned a lot of things that I want to delve deeper into. I don't know if it's going to be this pregame or in subsequent pregames, but let's talk about defense first and foremost. You really don't have much to work off of. We've only seen Cougar tip off. This is going to be the second game. Looking at some of the players that they have, though, it looks like they can be better defensively this season.
I think so. I think a big part of the turnaround, if we want to call it that, and who knows what will happen, but I think we'll see it, is Quincy Lewis coming in and just saying hi to my friend Jake Toulson here. He looked good the other night. Anyway, so you bring Quincy Lewis in, and I did get a chance to see Lone Peak play a lot and what they like to do. And so I think he's going to bring in some different style of defense, prevent the dribble penetration, help defense that I think will help, because BYU's biggest problem was getting beat off the dribble and teams getting to the rim and rotating too slowly. So I hope Quincy kind of brings a different style and a different mindset. I think last year BYU's team didn't really buy in. Maybe that's unfair, but buy into the defensive scheme. And Quincy's the kind of guy that demands that. He's going to demand that they do that or they're not going to play. And there's so much competition to be on the floor that if you're not on board, you're going to be sitting. So I think Quincy's going to bring a new look. And then it's just a matter of personnel. I think any guy that has Emery on the back of his shirt is already got a good start with me defensively, just because of what Jackson was able to do. And I think Nick is kind of a bulldog. He's a little undersized, but a bulldog defender and can create turnovers out on the perimeter and get out and transition. Zach Celius is a guy that's big and tall at the three and can really be a good defender, I think, at the three. But then I think you plug in these big men. And again, part of the problem last year was you get beat on the perimeter and then there wasn't really a post presence back there to stop at the rim. And now you've got four different guys that can rotate in. They're experienced guys. They know the system. They can rotate, help, get back. And I think that'll be critical. And you saw last year, Corbin Kaufusi, once he started to kind of get it and to be a force at the rim, that's when BYU made their run. They go up to beat Gonzaga up there against the great big man. It was all kind of coincided with Corbin being more comfortable defensively and being a real force in the paint, and it made it so much more difficult for other teams. So you still got Corbin. Now you got three other guys you can plug in. Really going to help with that. So that's why I'm so optimistic. That's a few reasons why I'm so optimistic that BYU can be better defensively, because let's be honest about it. They were not good last year. They weren't, and that's not like Dave Rose and his team. They've been good defensively historically. They've always scored a lot of points, but it was almost last year where, man, we better outscore you because we're not going to stop you defensively. And there were a couple games where we're a little bit off, and the other teams beat BYU because they weren't able to get the defensive stops. And so I think this year will be different. You know, we'll see. But a lot of new things with Quincy coming in and new players and a new attitude and some big men back there. And so all those kind of things combine in my mind to tell me that BYU can go back to being a really good defensive team like they have been in the past.
Cougar color analyst Mark Durant joining us here on Cougar Pregame Live. I basically said in the previous segment that I thought Kyle Collinsworth will probably up his game even more to become BYU's leading scorer. He's going to become BYU's Mr. Everything this season. Does the whole leading scorer star thing that we put on Tyler Hawes last year, do we blow that up way too much?
Well, you know, I think it's important, whatever team you have, that you have a couple of guys that are your stars, are your leaders. You know, you obviously want balance and you want a team effort, but I think that's important to have a leader out on the floor and a star. I think Kyle can step into that role, and he was already in that role last year. I think Chase Fisher's a guy that can come in and step in to be that leadership role. But, you know, I just always go back to my frame of reference. And, you know, I came in, and it was Marty Hawes and Andy Toulson. And you just have to have guys that you look at, like, these guys are really good. They're going to get us wins. They're going to get us 20 points a game. We know that. And then everybody kind of fill in around them. So, you know, Tyler Hawes, you cannot underestimate his importance to that team last year and the leadership and his star power, but he's gone. And so other guys step up. It's amazing, Cleon, to me. You just wonder how you're ever going to replace guys, but then somebody steps in and replaces. How are we ever going to replace Jimmer? Well, you get Tyler, the all-time leading scorer. How are you going to replace Tyler? Well, who knows, but maybe Kyle steps up and already had a record-breaking year last year. Who knows what he can do this year? And some of these young guys, I mean, it's exciting. And the carousel keeps turning, and new guys keep coming in. I just saw Yoli Childs here. He's just hanging out. He's a recruit out of Bingham for next year, and he's a terrific player. So they keep coming, and the stars keep coming and emerging, and I think that's what we'll see this year.
All right, last question here for you, Mark, before we get you on your way. You kind of alluded to that BYU will probably have a low post game this season, or at least it seems like they are with a guy like Jamal Aites. They've got to have it. Jamal Aites, I call him Keena Young, possibly Keena Young 2.0. Is he going to be the guy that BYU is going to rely on the most to get those low post touches and score in the low post?
I think so. I think it's going to be a little bit of a process for Jamal to get his, you know, legs and feet and confidence. I think as far as an immediate presence in the post, Kyle Davis will be that guy. But I think Jamal will come along and really be a threat. He's like Keena, maybe Celestia Rivers, McKelly Wesley. He's a little bit bigger and stronger than Keena was, and so he can kind of impose his will. Keena had to be a little bit more tricky around the hoop, but great touch down low, great post moves. I mean, all I have to do is watch them warm up, and I can see they just have a knack. There's a knack with your back to the basket, and it was sorely missing last year for BYU. And now you got two guys in Davis and Jamal that can score on that block, and it just changes everything. It really does. And I think Corbin has made a lot of improvement with his back to the basket. Just need it, Kilian. You have to have it to be good in college basketball. You look at Gonzaga. Why are they so good every year? Well, they got a lot of good guards and stuff, but the reason Gonzaga is good every year is because they have an NBA-style big man every year, and that's what puts them over the top. And BYU needs to get back to that. They've had it. You know, Brandon Davies and Trent Plaisted and Hoffa, those are all really good teams, and they're good teams, and they're better than most teams because they have an NBA-style big man. And we'll see if BYU can put that on the floor this year, but at the very least, they're going to be very dangerous and good down low and will provide a great new dimension, I think, for this team.
Mark Durant, thanks for your analysis, and we look forward to your call with Greg Rebell here on the Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Thanks, brother. Look forward to it this year. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. We'll talk to you later. That's Mark Durant, our color analyst here for Cougar Hoops. All right. Break time here on Cougar Pregame Live. When we come back, we'll get to hot and cold and also get you a couple of NBA scores. That's all coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is the fresh homemade recipes. The rolls, the baked chicken, even my favorite salad dressings. They're all homemade. The best thing about homemade is that the ingredients are fresh. I would love to ask for the recipe for the rolls, but I know that I can just go over there whenever I want, so I probably don't need it.
Whew. The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
Make your business amazing with the amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Anything you buy for your business can be your reward. That means you're empowered to invest your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on your first $10,000 in net purchases within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank, member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season, it's home cleaning season, and a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home, and from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented empowered water technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Rubel discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535 or call 801-2880. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
Our exclusive pregame coverage of BYU basketball continues.
Wilson to chase another three. Got it again! The Fisher King reigns on the hilltop!
As we rejoin the host of Cougar Pregame Live, Cleon Wall.
All right, it's time for Hot and Cold, sponsored by your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at utahcarrier.com. All right, the hot right now, freshman guard Zach Selyus, 19 points. Nick Emery, 19 points in the Cougar tip-off. Neither of these guys are really afraid to shoot. They're the hot guys right now. Cold free throw shooting. The blue team in the tip-off shot 15 for 27 from the free throw line. White team, 12 for 19. Yikes, they are the cold. Brought to you by your local Carrier dealer. A couple of quick scores for you. The Utah Jazz lead the Philadelphia 76ers at the end of the third quarter, 74-53. And in the World Series right now, it's the top of the third, and the Royals lead the Mets 3-2. That's going to do it for Cougar Pregame Live. I'm Cleon Wall. You are listening to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a foul.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
For 60 years, we've empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology, from sharp multifunction copiers to managed IT services. To kick off our 60th year, we want to thank you for trusting us with your business by giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days. From now until Christmas, winners will be picked daily, ending with our grand prize, a sharp 60-inch TV. Will you win? Enter at LesOlson.com/technology.
Les Olson.
Celebrating 60 years.
It's time to get the inside scoop on today's game.
We've got a lot of individual guys who have actually found themselves and are really contributing to our team.
This is the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, presented by Zions Bank. Our exclusive one-on-one with Coach Dave Rose is also brought to you by Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah. Tonight, the Cougars open their two-game exhibition slate against NAIA foe Arizona Christian. The season is yet to begin, but already BYU's a bit banged up. A number of key players, in fact, four potential starters are injured and will sit out tonight's game. It'll be a chance for the newcomers to shine because they're going to see quite a few minutes. I'm Greg Wrubell, joined on the headset by my commentary colleague, former Cougar hoopster Mark Durant. And Mark, the hope is that BYU gets these injuries out of the way early, I guess, because we're talking about some pretty key players on the sidelines right now. Kyle Collinsworth, Corbin Kafusi, Chase Fisher, Jordan Chapman, all injured. Fisher and Chapman were hurt in the Cougar tip-off, actually, two nights ago. The good news is BYU's a bit deeper than it has been, and I think more able to withstand these hits over the short term, at least.
Well, BYU's been a little bit hamstrung, no pun intended, with injuries in a lot of sports. So any kind of injury makes you really nervous, but I think we're told that these aren't going to be long-term injuries. They'll be ready to go starting day. So I'm excited to watch some of these younger guys. But, Greg, you know I'm a political junkie. You know, I'm all about the politics. And tonight's game's like the Republican presidential debate right now. It's about, 17 different guys out there and trying to show what they can do. And this Arizona Christian team is kind of like the CNBC moderators, going to try to throw things in their way and try to knock them off their feet a little bit. But this is the real chance that people will have and Coach Rose will have to see how they perform under the lights. Are they going to get nervous? Are they going to be gamers and come out and really show? I mean, they're all going to say, yeah, I went to Lone Peak. I was a star there. I was a star here. They all have a good resume, but how will you do as president? How will you do here in the Marriott Center under the lights? So I'm excited to see how those guys perform and who I can see as a real player and a real contributor for this team. So it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, so Wednesday's Cougar tip-off, injuries aside, was a pretty positive night. Nick Emery and Zach Selyus were the scoring co-leaders, 19 points apiece. Kyle Davis, double-double. And for a game with a running clock, there was plenty of offense to be found, an encouraging glimpse into the future of this program. Coming up after the break from, I guess we'll call it the Blue and White House, the Marriott Center.
Nice.
We'll have the head coach of the Cougars, Dave Rose. He'll talk about his team's injury situation and tonight's opponent when the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from Provo on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Make your business amazing with the amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Anything you buy for your business can be your reward. That means you're empowered to invest your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on your first $10,000 in net purchases within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank, member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
For 60 years, we've empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology from Sharp multifunction copiers to managed IT services. To kick off our 60th year, we want to thank you for trusting us with your business by giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days. From now until Christmas, winners will be picked daily, ending with our grand prize, a Sharp 60-inch TV. Will you win? Enter at LesOlson.com/technology.
Les Olson.
Celebrating 60 years.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is the fresh homemade recipes. The rolls, the baked chicken, even my favorite salad dressings. They're all homemade. The best thing about homemade is that the ingredients are fresh. I would love to ask for the recipe for the rolls, but I know that I can just go over there whenever I want, so I probably don't need it.
Whew. The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
You're tuned to the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show.
To Chase, big three. Got it again! And the Cougars by a dozen.
For more with head coach Dave Rose, let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
And we are back inside the Marriott Center for BYU and Arizona Christian in the Cougars exhibition opener. The Cougars will, after tonight, have an eight-day break before their second and final exhibition game 1 week from tomorrow, home to Alaska. The regular season opens 2 weeks from tonight, home to Mark Pope's Utah Valley Wolverines. Tonight, BYU facing an Arizona Christian team coming off a 10-point loss last night to Dixie State at Dixie State. So BYU, you'd think, shouldn't have too much trouble against the Firestorm, but it would be an easier night if BYU were playing with a full deck, and the Cougars are considerably shorthanded tonight. As I mentioned, no Collinsworth, no Kofusi, no Fisher, and no Chapman. BYU head coach Dave Rose addressed his team's uncertain health situation when we talked a short time ago in his office.
These exhibition games are always really interesting. Your players look forward to it, you know, for such a long time because there's so many practices. I mean, you're into this thing, you know, 20-plus practices. And now you get a chance to play somebody else. And tonight we've got quite a few guys that aren't going to play. And it seems that, you know, the opportunity is a good thing for these younger guys. But the team we're playing is pretty good. And, you know, obviously you always want to win. But you take potentially three and maybe four starters, potential starters, that won't dress tonight. And that makes it pretty interesting to see. There'll be times tonight in this game where we'll have five players on the floor that weren't on campus last year. That's not, you know, that doesn't happen here a lot. I mean, in the 10 years that I've been the head coach, we've seen to have some pretty good turnover. And the only upperclassman tonight, I think, is Nate and KD. Everybody else is a freshman and a sophomore. So it's a young group, and it's exciting. I'm really excited to get started. I look forward to see what happens, but I'm actually a little bit nervous.
Hmm. You were already planning on Collinsworth and Corbin probably resting tonight. Is that fair to say to
you? Yes. Yeah, Chase took a knee Wednesday to the thigh. And, you know, it was really, really sore yesterday. And today it's actually responding better. I hope that we can kind of work through it next week and maybe get him in a little bit of scrimmage time. But Chase will be ready to go whenever it's time. And I got full confidence in his, you know, his knowledge of our system and how we play and what we want to do. And, you know, it's Jordan Chapman is the one that I really would like to see, you know, in these early games, because he really showed really well in Spain and could have a real big piece role on this team. But we're still going to wait for him with his ankle and see how long it takes.
Well, I guess positively thinking, you could have all four guys for the opener 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, I expect that to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I think with you know, the types of injuries that is a real possibility. I'm excited to watch Nick, and I'm excited to watch Zach and Jake and Corey, and they're going to get a lot of minutes tonight, which with those three guards you know, being out, and then hopefully, you know, Jamal and KD can get some real minutes out there on the floor. KD's a guy who sat out a year, and Jamal's a guy who's basically sat out 2 years. So the more minutes we can get him and the more time out there, the better for us.
How do you plan to start tonight?
We're going to start with Nick at the point and Jake and Zach on the wing, and then Katie at the four and Nate at the five. And so the two guys who, you know, were with us last year on the roster were Jake and Nate, and hopefully that will help us. The first 4 minutes will be important for us just to be able to get started in playing how we want to play and how we practice and how we, you know, we've prepared for this.
And what about this this ACU team that you said makes you a little bit nervous?
Really experienced team. You know, their guards are four-year starters there at ACU, and I think they're, you know, picked in the top 10 of the NAIA preseason polls, and scored 106, 108 points last week in a scrimmage and played Dixie really tough last night. So I think our size, hopefully we can use that to our advantage. We can, you know, rebound the ball, but they press. And that's the thing, is that it's a pressing team that really pressures you, and that's not what we see every day in our practices. And so this, it'll be interesting to see how we attack it, see how we space the floor, see how we finish plays out of a press. Hopefully we go in the halftime with less than 10 turnovers because that's what they really try to do, is turn you over and score out of that. If we can not turn the ball over, I think it'll be a pretty good game for us.
All right, well, Coach, we'll see how it turns out, and we'll talk to you post-game. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg. Excited to get going.
All right, that is Dave Rose. Time now for Les Olson Company's game management feature. Partner with the pros at Les Olson Company to manage all of your document needs. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Mark Durant, how does BYU manage Arizona Christian tonight?
Well, number one, you don't get injured. Whatever you have to do, just do not get injured. This game, do not let it happen. Secondly, I think this is a chance to show the coach you're going to be able to do some things that you wouldn't be able to do against other teams just because you're bigger and stronger. Maybe a little more athletic, but you've got to stay within the frame of the offense. You got to keep the fundamentals. You got to get better at what BYU needs to get better at as a team, and not be about your own kind of game. So I think Coach Rose is going to look for that, guys that are playing well within what Dave Rose wants them to do, and playing with a clear head. And this will be a good. I mean, this ACU team is a good team. They're going to provide some good competition. BYU will win, but it's not just going to be a rout. And with that pressure, that'll be a good chance for Dave Rose to see how guys will handle that type of pressure. So, should be a good one.
All right, that's tonight's Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. The Cougar Tip-Off Show straight ahead next on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season, it's home cleaning season. And a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home, and from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented empowered water technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Rubel discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535 or call 801-2880. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball, and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
For 60 years, we've empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology, from Sharp multifunction copiers to managed IT services. To kick off our 60th year, we want to thank you for trusting us with your business by giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days. From now until Christmas, winners will be picked daily, ending with our grand prize, a Sharp 60-inch TV. Will you win? Enter at LesOlson.com/technology.
Les Olson.
Celebrating 60 years.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
It's almost time to hit the hardwood.
Poles fires and scores from three. It's a 10-point lead. To the free throw line, a contested 18-footer goes!
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been protecting Utah families for over 25 years. And by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda. Visit UtahHondaDealers.com. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar Courtside Seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again from the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah. Tonight, the Cougs play in front of paying customers for the first time in the newly refurbished Marriott Center. The entire lower bowl now filled with blue padded theater seats. Legroom has been expanded. Capacity's been lessened. A massive new video board console. Portal video ribbons have been added. Overall, a new look for an old building that never really looks its age. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside. Our statisticians, BYU women's soccer player Carla Swenson and longtime local broadcaster and BYU fave Robbie Bullo. Cleon Wall is in our IMG Network studios with interns Blake and David. Intern Tanner is here at the Marriott Center. And Morgan K. Greenwood is our studio producer at the IMG headquarters in North Carolina. You are tuned in on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Our flagship radio station is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM in Salt Lake City. You can also hear us on network affiliates and on BYU Radio, Sirius XM 143 online, BYUCougars.com, KSL.com, BYURadio.org, as well as on the BYU Cougars app, the KSL and KSL Game Center apps, the BYU Radio app, and the TuneIn Radio app. Whether you're in a car, on a laptop, or listening on your smartphone, we're glad you are joining us here tonight. Well, Mark, for a lot of folks, tonight's game is their first time in the new-look Marriott Center since this busy summer of renovations. You've been coming to games in this building longer than almost anyone who is going to be in the stands this evening. It has never looked better. And when you consider the practice annex going up alongside, forget the fans for a moment, the BYU players for years to come are going to be very well taken care of. It's great for everybody.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. It looks terrific. This scoreboard, I mean, we travel all over the country, NBA arena. I mean, this is as good as you'll ever see in any kind of arena, and the beautiful blue seats and the leg room. I appreciate that. I'm 6'7", so I appreciate that. And it's just fantastic what they've done here. And I want to say thank you on behalf of former players and fans for the donors that made this possible. I mean, it's a unique situation here at BYU, how they do things, and to have what's gone on in this building and the annex, to be able to compete with, you know, the power conferences. I mean, BYU, the facilities are as nice as anywhere in the country. They take such good care of it. I absolutely love it. A+. Come see it. It is something to behold.
In the words of Bronco Mendenhall, you love, 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 continue love the Marriott Center.
At a high level.
At a high level. Coming up, more of the Cougar Tip-Off Show on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
Hi, Greg Wrubell here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to UtahHondaDealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages. New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too.
Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
So the ramp goes up and makes it scores! Oh! Off balance, tucked it up with the right hand!
Let's head back live to courtside.
BYU and Arizona Christian coming up, bottom of the hour here in Provo. The Firestorm play in the NAIA. They've already had one regular season win, followed by an exhibition loss at Dixie State last night. Up-tempo team relies on a high-pressure style of defense. I spoke with their head coach, Jeff Rutter, a short time ago to get a feel for his team and his expectations for tonight's exhibition matchup with BYU.
Well, like any game, we want to improve from how we played last night, and we got to tighten up some things on the defensive end and get a little better in our transition defense. And we talked to our guys about the higher level you go, the more they expose you when you're not where you're supposed to be defensively. So the consequence tonight will probably be greater than it was last night and in our prior game. So we just want to go out there, compete and improve on how we played last night.
At Dixie State, lead at halftime. What got away in the second half?
Well, we've got a couple guys injured that are key guys for us and all conference players, so we're a little thin in some spots, and little foul trouble happened pretty quick, and playing with some guys out of position, the execution wasn't great. It's not their fault. They didn't really practice those positions, so just a little tough situation to roll with against a good team that make you pay for it.
Okay. First game, you shot a crazy number of free throws. Last night was a little more normal, I guess you'd say. How'd that first game go that way?
Well, with the new rules, it's taken some adjusting, and we want to always attack, and we were doing that, and the team we were playing against didn't really adjust to it. So we didn't shoot as many last night, but we had guys sitting for long periods of time, really probably as a result of the new rules and some of that. So it's an adjustment for all the guys, I think coaches all around the country just want consistency, and if it's going to be called like this in February, then that's great. We'll adjust. But the time they did this a couple years ago, it kind of changed after a few months. So
you've seen the impact then in the first couple of games, but do you like the way it's being called, that being said?
I think if it's consistent over a period of time and the players do adjust, I like it. It's a free-flowing game, and, we're a team that wants to get up and down. And I think that's fun for the fans. It's fun for the student-athletes to play as well. So, yeah, I'm all in favor for it.
If
it's consistent.
Right. And
yeah.
It did drop off, like you said, after a few months. It kind of went away last time.
Yeah, and one issue we had where it might be called one way in Arizona, then you go to different parts of the country and it's called a different way, and it's a little more of a wrestling match at times. So, consistency, all you can ask for.
Okay. Does your style of play change from opponent to opponent or caliber to caliber?
Well, it's a good question. It doesn't. In a game like this, our style of play probably doesn't help us stay competitive in the game as much. So they're going in a game like this against an opponent as strong as BYU, you got a couple ways you could go. There's the strategically, what do you do to keep it as close as possible, the way we're going to kind of go, our identity is who we are, and we're going to see how it lines up against a higher level and see what we can take away and what lessons we can learn from it. So
high pressure defense and very attacking on the front end.
Yeah, exactly. We want to get up and down, and I'm really excited for this game just from the standpoint that BYU on offense plays how we like to play, and they're at a higher level with bigger, stronger athletes, so it's a good opportunity for us to take away from this and, maybe add some wrinkles to us moving forward and seeing how we stack up against a stronger opponent. So.
If you guys are to play well tonight, who are a couple of names from your squad or guys who are going to have to play well?
I think our guard play has been very good all year. I think Bobby Gray, Brandon Newman, and Chris Sterling are three guys that have the potential to play at the Division I level and perform well there. Both were in our first game, we're both past 20 points. And Bobby was one of the best point guards in our conference last year.
And
Brandon Newman was a all-conference, all-American player. And then Chris Sterling was MVP of a pretty good junior college conference. So I think those three guys will usually carry the scoring load for us. And Trevor Clay is one off the bench that's performed well in his sophomore season.
Your thoughts on this BYU team?
Well, they're big and get the ball up the court pretty quickly, so they're certainly going to challenge our transition defense. I think the thing that makes them so good too is they can stretch the court with so many guys. So, you know, I know they're beat up a little bit as well. So, who knows who's going to be on the court tonight? But yeah, I'm just impressed with the way they play and the way they share the ball and how they stretch the court. Anytime you stretch the court, no matter what you're doing defensively, that challenges it.
Then what about your exposure to the state of Utah historically, your ties, if any?
Well, my first year, this is my fourth year here at ACU. Our first year, we got up here and we played up at Weber State and Utah Valley as well. And both were good games for us. We had the same situation where a couple of key guys were out and just got overmatched physically in the first one. But we're pretty competitive with Utah Valley after that. So, you know, we like to come up to Dixie. It's a bus ride for us. So it's just a good place to come up and play some preseason games that are going to show us where we're at against high caliber play and expose some things we got to get working on here before we start playing games that count.
All right. Well, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That is Arizona Christian head coach Jeff Rutter. We've got more of the Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up after this on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your ward parties, business meetings, family gatherings, wedding receptions, and tailgates. With a starting lineup including Y Sparkle, fruit trays, pulled pork sandwiches, and of course mint brownies, you are sure to wow the crowd. Coming soon to our new location, 2191 North Canyon Road. Call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go. Make Food to Go your MVP.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to utahhondadealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Welcome back to the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
Spin to the bank and scores it. What a move by Kyle Collinsworth.
Let's rejoin Greg Rubel at courtside.
All right, the BYU and Arizona Christian coming up in just a few minutes. It's expected that BYU will have on the floor tonight only one player who ended last season with the team. That's Jake Toulson. When you factor in the current injuries and players who redshirted last year or missed most of last season while hurt, Jake will literally be the only holdover from last season at the end of the season at least. Normally, Mark, that would make you really uneasy. And Dave's a little bit nervous, but even for an exhibition game. But despite all the novelty on the roster, the talent level should maybe minimize the growing pains.
I think that'll be one of the hallmarks of this team this year, Greg, is the depth, and so you can lose a few guys, and especially in an exhibition scenario, and still be fine. And I really liked how Nick and all those guys came out with confidence and played in the game the other night. This will be a little more nerve-wracking playing against a new team, but I think this is a great chance to show what they can do tonight.
All right, closing segment of the Cougar Tip-Off Show is coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to UtahHondaDealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks head, score! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control, only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
For 60 years, we've empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology from Sharp multifunction copiers to managed IT services. To kick off our 60th year, we want to thank you for trusting us with your business by giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days. From now until Christmas, winners will be picked daily, ending with our grand prize, a Sharp 60-inch TV. Will you win? Enter at LesOlson.com/technology.
Les Olson.
Celebrating 60 years.
The Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on.
Dives into the teeth, banks, and scores, and one!
Let's head back live to courtside.
BYU and Arizona Christian straight ahead. Time now for the Mountain Star Healthcare Injury Report, brought to you by Timpanogos Regional Hospital in Orem and Mountain View Hospital in Payson. Proud to take care of athletes of all ages. Not bigger, just better. And for BYU, a little bit lengthy right now. Kyle Collinsworth resting with knee tendonitis. Corbin Kafusi, hamstring strain. Jordan Chapman, an ankle sprain. And Chase Fisher, a quad contusion. Tip-off is next. This has been the Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.